Good morning. I realize I'm in the unenviable position of being between you folks at lunch, and but nonetheless, it's good to be here. And at the Cotton Quality Research Station in Clemson, which was my last posting, we were routinely called upon to do essentially reference fiber measurements with the pseudo-web array method. While there, there was an instrument called the pyrometer, which is quite old and always considered it as a possibility of replacing the pseudo-web, especially based upon the fact that it required very specialized and experienced technicians, and we were concerned about what would happen when they retired. I'll give some acknowledgments later, but towards the end of my term there, my colleague Dr. John Folk made contact with Professor Urs Meyer, who was in the process of refurbishing the Almeters, and he actually refurbished the Almeter at Clemson. But just about the time that this work was completed, we learned that the center was going to be closed. I retired at the end of 2011. The center closed mid 2012, and most of the equipment from Clemson was moved here to New Orleans, along with the Almeter. The pseudo-web array requires 75 milligram sample, and it's prepped by the operators to remove NEPs and foreign matter. It's a kind of a double comb sorting apparatus, which allows the fibers to be aligned, end aligned, and then by dropping out series of combs, you get eighth inch segments of that would be individually weighed, so that you could essentially develop a weight-based distribution of fiber lengths. This test required three operators per test, and the total test would take 45 to 50 minutes, I'm estimating. The Almeter uses a combing device, which is called a fiber liner, that produces an end-aligned array. We'll have some slides to depict this. These array fibers are transferred onto the bed of the Almeter, where it's continuously scanned by a very sensitive capacitive sensor, which will give mass versus length options. And rather than having a reading every eighth inch with the Almeter, you'd actually get data, digital data, every 25 ten thousandths, I guess, of an inch, and five reps are required. Only one operator, and the total time is about 30 minutes, and that's including which is really required to remove trash and NEPs from the sample. Our objectives here were to determine, essentially, validate the operation of this refurbished AL101, which basically had totally new electronics and software, and also to look at really the feasibility of whether or not this would have the effect of possibly becoming a reference method for length. To do this, basically, we used the 8x8 reference cottons supplied by AMS, by Jimmy Knowlton. And those cottons had been originally characterized by our three technicians at Clemson. Let's see if I can get there. Linda James, Nancy Owen, and Martha Duncan. And then compare these results with the new AL101, and also with the same cottons that were run on New Orleans CSQ's APHIS Pro. Here's the AL101 fiber aligner and the AL101 Almeter. Again, prep here is to remove NEPs and foreign matter, as they will have impact on length. And the fiber is manually aligned into slivers. The approach uses two samples. Those then are laid down onto the needle bed of the fiber aligner. The apparatus is basically lowered onto the needle bed. There is a transfer operation where the fiber aligner basically oscillates back and forth, accomplishing the alignment of the, and combing of the fibers to ultimately form beards that you see, two beards that you see here, and those are then transferred onto the plastic transfer tray that's part of the almeter. A straight edge here is used to maintain these, and then there's another plastic sheet which goes over it. And at this point, you'll see this. Now then, this is the array. These two arrays are basically passed through the instrument, past the capacitive measuring instrument, and essentially the thickness of the fiber, or the weight of the fiber as a function of length, is recorded. The advantage, you know, there's a couple of advantages here. It is, as say, compared to HVI when you're measuring length, because there's essentially the end is free, it's not clamped. And likewise, relative to that, as opposed to a light detector, by using a capacitive measurement, you get a true measure of thickness or weight of the fibers as a function of the length. Here's a close-up of the beard. And my impression, as we'll get into this, in terms of where this method right now is, since it's a preliminary result, is that we still have work to do relative to this end here. There's some fuzz here still. It's not totally well aligned. And so this may be giving us some problems, as you'll see. Here is the data for the 8x8s going from 31 30 seconds to 38 30 seconds. Mean length by weight. The CV of those measurements distribution, and the short fiber content, and this is what the Suter-Weber weight. So you see, average of 0.9 inches, CV of 33.6, short fiber content averaging almost 14% of all of these cottons. With the APHIS Pro data, interesting enough, we have a longer length, about the same CV, and a significantly shorter short fiber content. The PIRE, which we're interested in, is actually 0.92, which is closer to the array. 31, still of the same order. Short fiber content, almost 10, which is more in line with what we see with APHIS. Here we're looking at the mean fiber length by weight of the three, the Suter-Weber, APHIS Pro, and Almeter, and you say pretty consistently across all of the 8x8 cottons, the APHIS tops the three, and in general, all of them are following pretty closely, where the Suter-Weber and the Almeter are a little bit closer together. Again, with the looking at the distribution of CVs, they're all following pretty close to each other. And this is where it gets a little disturbing, and that is with the short fiber content. With the 33 and the 31, the three instruments are a little bit closer together. But and you can see that APHIS and Almeter track pretty well, but all of them are significantly lower than the reference pseudo-web method. I'm looking at correlations here between pyre length versus array length. Good correlation, R squared 0.9. However, we've got a significant offset, slope offset, and significant difference in slope and offset. Pyre with APHIS looks a little bit better. We have a closer, a slope closer to 1, offset closer to 0, R squared 0.91. They track really well. Pyre does not track well with very well with array, and not that great with the with APHIS. Over here, you see we've got a significant slope difference and offset, a little bit better slope and offset, but still not great. Again, short fiber. Looking at APHIS now relative to the array method. It's looking quite good in terms of R squared. Again, slope and offset issues. Slope and offset issues relative to short fiber, but tracking R squared 0.96. Here's the distribution curves of for each of the eight by eight cottons. And starting out with the longest, you see that essentially, we're seeing short fiber measures for pyre and APHIS, the purple and the red, whereas the pyre basically is cutting off close to a half an inch. One thing that's a little encouraging, if you look at the 34, you see with the pyre and with the array, we have this little hump here. And then also all three of them look really good in terms of the longer fibers. Not really clear. So conclusions. The average for all eight cottons for both pyre and array are in a good agreement for length, but both are less than APHIS. The average for all eight cottons by weight but both pyre and APHIS are in a good agreement, but are both less than array. Average length for pyre correlates with length for APHIS, R squared 0.9 and 0.91 for the array. Similarly, we know that short fiber is not looking good. Frequency distribution are looking pretty good. Now, again, I said that I believe the poor performance of the Alameda so far, we need to look at doing a better job of improving our sample preparation and our operation. But what was really surprising, because I'd always been under the impression that, and I think Leon Swee did some things there, that would indicate that when you're passing fibers through APHIS, you're getting some damage, which would logically seem to say that we should be looking at a little bit of shorter length and also higher short fiber, whereas we're getting then the reference, whereas we're seeing in this instance we're seeing a longer length and a lower short fiber. So I postulate this, and that maybe this is some more interesting areas for research, but APHIS, if APHIS is having a bias so that it's more biased to measuring the longer fibers and missing shorter fibers, that could possibly explain why we're seeing what we're seeing. And that's where it is. And to let everybody know, I saw a couple of people say, hey, I'm still living. So anyway, good to be with y'all. Thank you.